it is. The next God's radio show, CBS Radio, is the place to go. To connect the dots. And I'm going to connect the dots for you, everybody listening out there. The most important day, yeah, believe it, the most important day in the history of the human race is happening this coming Tuesday. You know, a little over 48 hours from now, there's going to be the global meditation that is going to get the help we need to free ourselves from the so-and-sos who are ruining our world, the rotten governments, you know, and all the other crooks that are making our lives miserable with all their rotten laws and decrees and deceiving and mistreating and warmongering and fear-mongering. Well, we're going to free ourselves from that. And we're going to do it with the help of the universe. The universe wants to help us. We've been contacted, yeah, not on NBC News. They'll never do that. But they're all going to be taking over the news networks when the event happens in the near future. But the most important day in the human race right now is this coming Tuesday, at the global mass meditation. Your participation will strengthen the call for help. And yes, our world does need help. If we could have figured out how to beat these bad guys on our own, we would have done it already. But if you're well informed like I am about all the bad things that have been kept us locked in place, locked in a Matrix-type situation. If you ever saw the movie The Matrix, where they've tricked people into living their lives out in a holographic dream, well, it's almost been that bad for humanity. Even with the amount of fun we've imagined it having, we have been deceived, we have been cheated, but it's all going to stop. You know, the requirements for getting help from the universe has already been achieved. The signing of the petitions has reached the 144,000 mark that's needed to get the wheels in motion. Yeah, that's one of the key important points of that number we've heard throughout our lives. Key number mentioned in the Bible, you know? And we've had many interpretations what that means. And supposedly there are 144,000 starseeds or representatives of the higher reality on our planet Earth already. But our focus needs to be on Tuesday. I'm on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time, EST abbreviated. At 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, December 21st, 2021, I am going to be joining with every other human being that is participating in this event. And there is going to be a leading voice that tells all of us participants what to focus on. And we'll be saying a few things, making requests, and decreeing that we want the bad guys from our world removed. And we need the help of our galactic brothers and sisters to do this. Because the dark forces on planet Earth are still in control to a large extent. They're still forcing these lockdowns and this fake pandemic and all the other crap that goes with it. And they're doing their best to hit us from all angles to destroy us, because some of these forces that are part of the dark forces on Earth are not of this Earth. No siree. They are reptilians, devil-type beings, you name it. that don't like humans. They use us for amusement and slave labor and all other kind of bad things, like feeding off our energy, you know, kind of like in the Matrix movie. But we need to focus on calling for help. And we've been told when the call for help is loud enough, you know, they want to come help us right now, but they want some reassurance that there's enough people on Earth that really want to be helped and saved from what is being tossed against us by the bad guys, by all governments. All governments on Earth are controlled by evil right now. You should know that, because your government is too. But we don't want that, you know? In fact, we don't even want government anymore. No. Even they've dissected the word government. It means to take control of, to govern, to rule over. You know, it's in the word there. We don't want government. Government is, I declare government obsolete. We have a better system, you know? It's known that people respond better to agreements than cold, harsh laws that prohibit. You know, we're tired of being prohibited from doing this, prohibited from doing this. We want to live in the free universe, where everyone gets along, there is no wars going on continually. There's plenty to go around for everybody, and we become good-natured souls, and we unite in love. That's what we want, more love into this world. But the dark side doesn't want to allow it. That's why we are calling for help, for divine intervention. There's power in numbers. You know, many people have prayed throughout life, God, please help us. But they're only a single voice. If you know anything about God, first of all, God listens to prayers that have to do with the larger group. He values those prayers more important than personal prayers. That information is out there. If you don't know about it, well, you need to start looking for it. But it's out there, I can assure you. And so when we get together, and I'm counting on everyone listening to my voice to be there, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday, December 21st, have your personal computer turned on. You can go to 2012portal.blogspot.com, and they'll help walk you through it. Or you can backtrack. There's plenty of sites that you can connect with that will tell you exactly what YouTube channel or whatever channel they're having it on that you'll go to. The site will be listed. You can start looking for it after this show. Or any time, you know, whether you're a member of Twitter or not, not everybody knows this, you can go on Twitter and view everybody's tweets, you know, and you can, hey, I'm on Twitter. I say a lot of important things all the time. I give my 2 cents out there. And I've been doing a lot of talking in the last week about this event coming up, Global Mass Meditation for Divine Interaction, for divine action to be taken on our world. We want our powerful galactic brothers and sisters to come to our world and remove the bad guys. They have the power and authority to do that. But they want a little assurance from us that there's a certain amount, a number of people on Earth that want to be helped. I mean, there's a lot of ignorant people who think we can solve this ourselves, but I have to say that they are wrong, because if we could have, we would have done it already. And bribery there's too many people willing to accept bribes in a world where there's an unlimited amount of bribe money. It's hard to buck up against that. But the galactic brothers and sisters of our universe cannot be bribed. And they understand who's serving the light and who isn't serving the light. And they have told us they would definitely like to come down and get and help us out as soon as possible. But they need this last bit of reassurance. And actually, they've gotten it already because enough people have signed a legal galactic document called the petition. It's out there on Twitter. You want to find out all about this? I gave you one address already. 2012portal.blogspot.com. Or you can go to my hashtag on Twitter. You know, and you can, even if you're not on Twitter, you can just scroll back down on my tweets. And I'm at Tom Edison Prez. TOMEDISONPREZ. All small letters. Or you can put the capitals in if you want to. The machines will figure it out, believe me. But that's my hashtag. That's my Twitter address at Tom Edison Prez. And then you can just scroll back down and you'll see the people, the site, other sites to go to where you can find out some more information about that, the details, and get up to date on what's been going on. You know, I'll just give you a brief idea, but the most important thing is this coming Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, that would be 10 a.m. Central Time in America. Or that would be 9 a.m. Rocky Mountain Time. Or that would be 8 a.m. Pacific Time in America. It's listed on the sites on Twitter. It's listed as UTC Time. Which is also Greenwich Meridian Time at this point in the year. And those are very important places to go to and educate yourself a little more, and you'll be more ready to do the visualization during the global mass meditation. The most important thing is to be there at the right time. Every part of the world, it'll be a different time. You know, like I say, they're listing it as 4 p.m. on Tuesday, UTC time, or as I like to call it, well, Greenwich Meridian time, or you can call it UK time as United Kingdom time, or how about London time, 4 p.m. on Tuesday. But my time, it might be your time, is Eastern Standard Time. 11 a.m. in New York City. And that's it. You need to be sitting, you know, get there a couple of minutes early, 5 minutes before, something like that, and be sitting in front of your computer screen at on the site that will be hosting the event. And you have between now and then to find that site for sure. And hey, participate and just join the crowd, and we're all going to be thinking the same thing and saying the same thing. And I believe part of this global mass meditation, we're going to be saying something three times in a row. Well, we'll find out on Tuesday. You know, there is an importance to saying, hey, this is an educational show. There is an importance to saying things three times. It's kind of a universal law. Maybe it's an unwritten law, but I first learned about it decades ago reading books when I found out that people that channel people, if you're going to channel a spirit or something like that, You need to be sure that you're channeling the spirit of the light and not a deceiver from the darkness. When we talk about the light, we're talking about being connected to the single source of all that there is, God, in other words. The single point from which all creation started. The term we all use is God, the source of all there is, the one, the Heavenly Father. Anyhow, I call God the Heavenly Father because I follow the teachings of Jesus. And as he taught us to pray, our Heavenly Father who art in heaven, as the saying goes, when you read more and get an education beyond the Bible, through other books, you find out that the heavenly realms are many. And you'll find out that God, existing as the Trinity, lives at a location called Paradise, which is a separate place unto itself. It's the goal of all ascendants to finally get there, and you only can get there if you become pure spirit and become one with one of the personalities of God. Well, since your personality does come from the Heavenly Father, chances are that's the one you have to be in sync with. Some of the spirit beings were created by the other sources or combinations of, but the personality of human beings comes directly from the Heavenly Father, the original source of all that is, the second and third parts of the Trinity. God is a threefold personality. In fact, I haven't found that in a dictionary, one of the best dictionaries, definitions of God there ever was, and it's in a dictionary. The omnipotent threefold personality, source of all there is. Well, that is God. That is the Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father's first two creations were the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. Together, they are known as the Trinity. And that's why the number three has significance in the universe, too. Anything connected to three is connected to the spiritual realms. Before the physical realms, there were only the spiritual realms. And the combinations, for you mathematicians, of three, the most combinations you can get is seven. That's why seven is another important number connected to spirit. All numbers that are in some way connected to three or seven are spiritually connected. And those are some facts of the universe. But anyhow, so if you ever channel somebody, you need to ask them where their allegiance is. Do they serve the light, the single source of all there is? And they have to answer yes, not once, not twice, but three times. And of course, they might not think they're slick and they'll answer twice, and then, but the third time you ask them, they'll try to get around it and not answer, which proves that you can't trust those deceivers, because there's plenty of deceivers out there in the spiritual world. We're still stuck with them out here on planet Earth, but once the event happens, which the Galactic Federation is going to do after they remove all the bad guys, some of them they might have to leave until the event. But regardless, here's what you... On a good note, here's what I picked up from visiting the sites that are connected to the resistance movement of the Galactic Federation. And for those of you who don't know, before I even continue, the Galactic Federation of Light is in our universe. It's a grouping of 52 star nations that serve the light, serve the Heavenly Father, serve the single source of all there is, serve all that vibrates of love. Love, the most powerful vibration in the universe. That's right. So, the Galactic Federation has, they're in our solar system, the 52 star nations, and they've brought their army and police force with them because they are going to free Earth one way or another. They've given the dark side, whom they call the Cabal, we know them as the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Jesuits, and all the other bad guys on the planet. Devils, you name it. What they call them all together, they call them the Cabal. They have warned the Cabal. They have made offers for years and years. They've been making offers behind the scene. Give it up. Let the people of Earth go free, you know? We've heard that statement before. Let my people go free. But dark side doesn't want to do it. The bad guys don't want to do it. They refuse. They're obstinate. Their hearts are not of love. Their hearts are of negative things, control, power, and all kinds of bad things. A lot of them are mind controlled by demons, spirit beings without a body. They got nothing better to do than control a poor human being's mind. Deceivers, archons, call them what you will, call them angels, but they're still here influencing humans to keep the rest of us in lockdown. And we're tired of it. And we're tired of being deprived of the beauty of the universe. We're tired of being deprived from daily communication with anyone in the universe, just through the power of our own minds. You know, there's so, it's still an electronic net around planet Earth. It's like a Star Trek episode where the Talosians are weaving the net around the Enterprise to try to trap it. Well, there is an electronic net around the Earth still. And the bad guys keep it in place because they don't want us calling for help out there. But when we do this global mass meditation, and don't let that word meditation scare you, because we're decreeing, we're making a decree to the universe, and we're asking for divine intervention into the problems here on planet Earth to free us once and for all from the manipulators of mankind. And this is something that is so important. I say it makes Tuesday the most important day in the history of humanity, because we want our voice to be loud, and our voice gets louder as a collective consciousness. The more people that participate in this, we'll all be focusing our minds and our thoughts on the same thing, asking for help at the same point in time. And then all those requests, individual requests, will unite together in a giant yell for help, and they will hear us. And they've got their armies in place to do this. They have a group called the Ashtar Command, by Commander Ashtar, who is in charge of the military units that have the authority to come in and use force against entities that are depriving humans like us of our universal right to live in peace and freedom without being harassed or subjected to evil. And the ultimatum has been given the dark side, and you can find this information out yourself. December 21st is the final ultimatum they've been giving to resign from their positions of authority and attempt to fit in with the love vibrations of the universe. But there's a lot of evil holdouts out there, and that's why we need divine intervention. So between December 21st, when the Galactic Federation and the rest of the universe, the rest of the universe is watching too. This is the most important part of that happening in the universe, the freeing of planet Earth. We are the last planet in our galaxy, not the universe, but in our galaxy, that is still under the control of the dark forces. And that's why the whole universe is watching. They want to see us freed, you know? And there, a lot of them are watching from the distance. A lot of them have their spacecraft here. I've come across the information that there is over a billion spacecraft hovering in our solar system, most of them cloaked. That's why the scientists can't see them. They know they have the cloaking technology. So, you know, I've explained it basically. It's not that difficult to understand. To cloak something, basically, that you vibrate faster than that dimension that you're in. And then you become invisible because the dimensions increase by the thousands, by the ten thousands, by the millions each one you go up. And when you start vibrating so much faster, faster, faster than where you're at, you become invisible. And the technology exists how to do this. There are some creatures that can do that. Supposedly, we've heard the story of Sasquatch disappearing. Supposedly, the Sasquatch have the ability to raise their vibrations to make themselves invisible, disappear in a second. So we've got billions of cloaked ships. Hey, but don't take my word for it. Start counting now or do your own investigation. In fact, I think I got that info off of 2012portal.blogspot.com. The group known as Cobra, of course, there's one person working the website, I believe. That's the code name for the information intel regarding the resistance that's been removing the bad guys. While we're still suffering here on the surface, they've been removing the bad guys, reptilians, and all other that kind of evil things from under underground. And a lot of the bad guys' spacecrafts have been removed, too. But there's still a stronghold here on the surface of the planet. And they've been given to the 31st of December to surrender. That's it. Are they going to be, as Star Command is going to come down and forcibly remove what he can at that particular time? There's still a small hostage situation going on, but we don't have to get into that. Meanwhile, there's been a lot of work going on behind the scenes, and you won't hear this on ABC News or any of those other cabal-owned stations. You know, children are being freed from underground bases. And, of course, you know, other things have to be dealt with, too, and they will be dealt with in the very near future. As soon as the Galactic Federation comes in full force to get things going. So from the moment we do this mass meditation, and it's really, think of mass meditation, it's a collective consciousness of humanity. We're all uniting on the same thoughts and the same requests. We're requesting help. Imagine a stadium of 100,000 people, and on cue, we all scream out, help! You know? That will be a powerful cry for help, and the whole universe will hear it. And we cannot be ignored. And so between December 21st, when we do this big cry for help, and December 31st, they'll be making up the battle plans of how to begin removing these bad guys' holdouts. And help is on the way. There's light at the end of the tunnel. If you ever heard of looking glass technology, you know, kind of talks about, you know, looking glass referring to Alice in Wonderland, you know. The original story, I think, was called Through the Looking Glass, the original title. And was written back in the 1800s, and Walt Disney didn't write it. Though he made a famous cartoon about it, though he wasn't the only one. But, so, looking glass technology refers to, you know, something magical like Alice in Wonderland, but it really refers to time travel. And the fact of the matter is, this confrontation coming up, which the Galactics are going to fight for us, because we don't have the technology to really defeat the bad guys here on Earth. They have all the bad weapons, which they've been showcasing, you know, energy weapons in space to start fires in California, toast a few cars just to rub it in our face, you know, that are not even by trees, you know, bad weather everywhere, making people suffer, you know, giving droughts to other parts of the world. Hey, just the last couple of days, the chemtrail planes are out again in full force. You know, they're trying to give it their last hurrah, but it's not going to help. Because looking glass technology, a look into the future, has shown that it's victory of the light. That's right. The good guys, those who serve the light, those who whose hearts are filled with love, are going to win this battle and are going to free planet Earth. It's just a question how fast. And the purpose of this divine asking for divine intervention on Tuesday is to make it happen as soon as possible. Because if you look at the fake news out there, you understand that they're not giving up. And they want to still try to deceive us as much as possible, create as much bad weather as possible, put more chemtrail planes up there. And there's a plot, in the next like 3 months from now, they're going to flood the market with GMO food, probably make it difficult for regular food or organic food to be out there. You know, they have the power to do this with money. They control businesses. They can make it really difficult for us. And that's why we want the Galactic Federation to show up as soon as possible. I'd be happy if they showed up on January 1st, you know? I think we all would, because when they finally, they will give us like 24-hour notice before they finally land their ships. And we want them to do this as soon as possible, because not only will they get rid of all the bad guys and have a plan in action, and might start doing that exactly at the end of December 31st for the holdouts that don't want to give it up, even though they've been told they've lost the battle, you know, using looking glass technology. The future has been visited and they have lost the battle and Earth will be free. But we want to make it happen soon because they have a lot more bad things on the menu for us, those bad guys. And that is important. That is the importance of Tuesday being the most important day in the history of humanity, because we want to bring on the love. We want to bring on the good guys. We want them to come and land and give us justice and bring all their med beds and health cures and all the good things that will make life so much better here on Earth. For everyone. We want that to happen soon. And that is the importance. There's nothing more important happening on Tuesday at the appointed time, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time or regular time, than to be part of that global cry for help, cry for divine intervention. If you know anybody who's a member of the church, get them to participate. You know any monks, get them to get down on their knees like they like to do and think, you know, it's okay if you do that, but it's okay if you don't, you know? But they need to be sitting in front of the screen when it happens. Whether you're sitting on your knees or sitting in a chair or standing up, you need to be in front of the PC, personal computer screen, or desktop computer screen at the appointed time on Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Eastern Regular Time. You know, it's advertised on Twitter and on 2012portal.blogspot.com. They advertise it at 4 p.m. UTC time, which would be also London time right now. On Tuesday, this Tuesday, a little over 48 hours away. And I want everyone listening to my voice to participate. You know? It's like, it's going to be, think of it as a concert. You know? Whether it's going to be going for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. Think of it as attending your first global concert. Who's playing? Who's performing? Your favorite band, whatever that, whom that ever may be. And if you know anything about rock concerts, good performers get out there and they talk to the audience. You know, they say things, is everybody feeling all right? And everybody screams, yeah. And they'll go, I can't hear you. And you go, yeah, louder. And they do it sometimes three times. And the audience responds. Well, think of the computer screen on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time of being that rock concert. The band, the Galactic Beings, that's the band. Band of good guys with love in their hearts who have come from different parts of the galaxy in earnest effort to free us from the bad guys and free planet Earth and help planet Earth ascend into the higher dimension known as the fifth dimension. When you ascend into a higher dimension, you vibrate faster. There's good for you science buffs out there. There's great explanations that this event has been talked about for decades in books. Perhaps the first one, we don't want to go back too far in time here. The first book perhaps talking about this in a scientific way, what's going to happen at the event, which will follow our global mass meditation. You know, we would like it to happen first week in January if possible. We're ready for it. We're not going to be scared if all the networks, the fake news networks get taken over and say we're the Galactic Federation of Light and we're here to free you from your oppressors. Nobody's going to complain about that. And then they'll say we're landing our ships tomorrow. And once they land, we can have the event when the whoosh of light transcends over the whole planet and does what's called a quantum recrystallization of all life and matter on planet Earth. And we will be in the new reality. Slowly but surely, during the past couple of years, when we sleep at night, there are angelic beings and other heavenly servants that visit us during our sleep and work on our bodies to reconfigure our inner workings, because our bodies are going to need to operate in a faster moving reality. And then the final icing on the cake is at that upcoming thing called the event, when the Earth and all her life forms will be just sucked totally into the fifth dimension. Those who are not, it will be the fulfillment of a prophecy. One of the best prophecies that Jesus ever gave. There will be two in the field, and one will be taken. Well, that's going to transpire in the near future. At the event, those who are ready for the future will remain on planet Earth. Those who are not ready for the future of planet Earth, ready for the faster dimensions, will be taken off and put some on some other world where they're not evolving. It'll be your choice. It'll be done on an individual basis. Believe me, the universe knows who's ready and who isn't. Your vibration will be telling them who stays and who doesn't. So that prophecy will be fulfilled. But as far as the scientists go, a quantum recrystallization, that's a big heavy word, right? But 1973, Dr. J.J. Hertak wrote a book called The Keys of Enoch. And we're talking about the Enoch mentioned in the Bible, the one that never died, that was seen going up into the heavenly realms to disappear. Yeah, that Enoch. And it's subtitled The Book of Knowledge. But in that book, this was written by a professor of physics who was working at the University of California. He wrote this book back in 1973. And he talks about the quantum recrystallization of all life and matter on planet Earth. And that will happen at the event, for those who want the scientific explanation. And, of course, there's other aspects of the science there that we'll just have to wait and see. You know, there's going to be a big, powerful whoosh, of course. And then our galactic brothers and sisters are setting up things already to make it not too crazy when it happens, to buffer it a little. So we've been giving all this help already we've been getting. There's the resistance movement who is freeing the children from the underground bases. That's been going on. Of course, news will never tell you about that. I mean, the fake news won't. But so they've been working on this. They thought that initially planet Earth would be ready to transcend. Remember that date, 2012? You know, end of the Mayan calendar? That was the original plan. But when they finally, the more of them that got here and saw how bad things were and how bad we were locked in the matrix and asleep at the wheel, so to speak, over 99.9%. percent of the planet was in total sleepness. Only a few enlightened souls. That it wasn't going to be as easy as they thought, and they had a mess of obstacles. I've been following it for about 3 years now, going on almost 4 years. I've been following what's been going on here, but I began hearing about this long before that. There was a Pleiadian representative. In fact, we might as well get used to that word, Pleiadians, because that's the first group that's going to publicly show themselves. I've talked about them before on this show. In fact, people have been abducted or communicated with extraterrestrials. The Pleiadians are a popular group, mainly because they look like us, exactly. They look like Norwegian people, blonde hair, blue-eyed. And they are from that little star cluster called the Pleiades. A little history of the Pleiades here, because they are deeply involved in freeing us from the dark side and the bad guys, because they have visited us in the past. Anyway, back in the, it was books written back in the 1980s. I didn't come across them until the late 1990s, after an amazing event I had that opened me up to a whole new world of realities that I eventually turned into my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's a correlation of a lot of important information that I came across personally and what I picked up along the way reading other books. But the Pleiadians have been deeply involved in humanity. They even have some arrangements with some people to be walk-ins. And the woman that wrote this book that I just was in the bookstore and I arbitrarily, something pulled me over and decided, I looked at the cover of the book and it clicked. I should buy this book. Even though it was 10 years old already, or 9 years old or something like that, and was called The Pleiadian Agenda. Planetary Personal and Planetary Ascension. So they were talking about that back in the late 1980s. Yeah. And the 1980s, a lot of books came out. By hook and crook, a book was left in my house. You know? It was like somebody under the guidance of angels or something decided that I should read this book, and boy, it helped explain a lot to me. It's an amazing book of information. I think it was written in 1983. It was called The Crystal Connection. And that gave me an understanding about the importance of geometry and energy flowing through geometry. And I had seen the points of light about a year before, and this helped explain what I had seen. It was the beginning of my spiritual enlightenment education. And so that started back in the, about 1995. Pictures of the event that sparked that, or actually drawings of the event, are in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You might want to pick that up to make yourself aware of realities beyond what we're normally familiar with, plus you get a brief course in education. And you'll see drawings of things extending from the sky, and I don't lie, and or make these things up, and you'll be more receptive to the understanding that we are not alone. We never have been, but we've been hoodwinked and kept in the dark on purpose. And, of course, they've provided all kinds of distractions to do that. But we're not going to waste our time, man. We're going to get rid of all that crap. And part of it, another step in the right direction, is on this Tuesday. Be there or be square. Well, that's an old saying, but be there with your heart and love and desire to see us all freed from the oppression of this world, as it still is. Most people are good-hearted, but we're kept in a box by the controlling authorities, and we're not allowed to show a lot of our love, you know? But most people are loving people. Of course, there are some bad people out there, and many of them are imposters. They're in human form, but they came from devil worlds. And there are devil worlds that still exist. But we're the last one in this galaxy, and that's why the whole universe is here. They want to see planet Earth. Planet Earth is a very special place. We have opportunities here to live like gods almost. But we've been lied to and told we don't have these opportunities. But we will find out in a very short amount of time, and that's why you want to be part of the future, because the future is being made here on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, those of you who follow the zodiac, you know, it's the solstice. The winter solstice is happening on the same day. And so the Galactic Federation has an understanding of how the position of the planets provides extra energy. You know, that's what astrology is really all about. Anyhow, taking advantage of extra energies that are present due to the orbits and positions of the planets. It's not magic. It's, you know, it's a science in a sort. Whether you understand it or not, you must understand that this thing called the winter solstice is a point, a special point in the orbit of the Earth. And so there are certain things all lined up at that particular point, which makes it a good day to put your thoughts out there. Your thoughts have power, believe me. That's the system we're in, really. We're living in a system where our thoughts are listened to and create realities. You know, when you wish for something, believe me, the universe hears you. You know, every wish is different. Some wishes you can get the next day. Other wishes, maybe you have to wait a few months. And some wishes you might have to wait years for. But you're, as soon as you make that wish and say, I desire this, the universe is at your command. That's how it has been always set up. Except mankind has been deceived. You'll find out the most obvious way. I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You just download it. What are you talking about? $5, $7? You get a quick two-hour education, and it will help prepare you for doing your global mass meditation this Tuesday. You know, donates a whole chapter explains and uses the Anunnaki as an example, how they overpowered us so much and set us up to be just like them. And that's why most of the bad habits of humanity come from the Anunnaki. You know, they were the rapists, the abusers, and all kinds of bad things like that. And they schooled us to be like them, or we allowed them to rule over us so long we thought that was the way to be. But we never sure gave them authority over us. But what did we know? Humans are gullible. We are a gullible breed. What can I say? But it's time to put all that in the past. It's time to look to the future. And the future is, I claim it to be this Tuesday, the most important day in the history of humanity, because it's our day to unite in a collective consciousness and cry for help and decree that we had the right to decree that the galactic forces can come to into our world and remove the non-loving, bad, low vibrational entities that are ruining everyone's life. And I'll repeat, Ashtar Command, commander of the galactic forces that have to deal on a physical level with tyrants and dangerous dark entities. They have their full force here. They've explained to the bad guys, we have overpowered you with superior weapons. You cannot beat us. Why waste your time? You know? Why fight a futile battle? But these people are so hell-bent on just holding on to their power and their little ego trip that they don't want to give it up. Some of them will, perhaps, before December 31st, but the other ones that don't, we require that the Ashtar Command send their men down and get the final job done here. Because we've all had enough of this, and we want that futuristic good thing happening, the event, when there will be a planetary ascension. And it will also be the fulfilling of a prophecy when the event happens. Like I said, it's a famous prophecy of Jesus. There'll be two in the field and one will be taken. Well, the Earth is moving into the fifth dimension. Slowly but surely, it's increasing its vibration. And I hear it's there already. It wants to bring us with it. The Earth loves us. I wrote a song about it. It's out there on YouTube. The Earth, she loves you. Hey, Google it, you know, by a recording artist, me, Tom Anderson, you know. So that is it. When you're done listening to my show, when you talk to people tomorrow, talk to your friends, talk to religious people in churches, tell them to gather and be part of this thing in a loving way. You want the bad guys removed too, regardless of what religion you are. You want, as individuals, you want the bad guys removed, unless you're some fake authority, you know, like the Pope. That's not a real authority. That was set up by the Romans. Come on, the Romans set up the Catholic Church, you know, come on. God didn't set that up. It was Romans who did that. I mean, and, you know, even though they set it up and was all about control of the Jewish people, control of the Christian people at the time, it did a service by printing, by holding on to the scriptures they did humanity a service by passing along the story of Jesus. Otherwise, he might have been forgotten. So little did they know they were helping things. In a roundabout way, even though it wasn't voluntarily. Yeah, but the Pope, no, he's not a good guy. Forget it. I don't have to explain it. It's out there on the internet all over. we're still waiting for somebody to answer. Why does the Pope have to wear a skull cap with an antenna coming out of it? Come on. Anyhow, forget about that. It's all going to be in the past. You know, we're all going to have personal connection to the higher realities. And we're all going to learn about all the good things that are available to us. And we're going to learn about telepathic communication. We have it already. We just don't, you know, we've been stuck using verbal communication. However, some things can be explained better verbally than telepathically. I know, because I've done telepathic communication and I've done verbal communication. And if you're a telepath out there listening to me and you don't believe me, well, maybe you just haven't experienced some of the great things that I've experienced. What can I tell you? That's why we come to Earth, to experience things, and you can learn a lot here. Hey, we're almost coming to the end of the show. You know, hey, this is your host, Tom Anderson speaking. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. And be sure to mark on your calendar, you know, the winter solstice. Yeah. The cry for help. It's all happening this Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 4 p.m. UTC time. And, or London time. 8 a.m. Pacific time. Hey, I'm in America here. I'm in New York City. And so it's Eastern time for me, and I will be sitting in front of the computer at the right location about 5 minutes before 11, and then when it starts, my mind will be out there, you know, saying the words that need to be said and thinking what needs to be thinking, envisioning what the voice and the screen will tell us to envision. And in this is one case, we need to follow the leader. Think of you as yourself as being part of an orchestra, and the conductor. The computer will be the conductor. I don't know who individually it is, but doesn't matter. We just want to join in on this and focus on one thing in a collective manner. The more people that participate, the more powerful it will be, the quicker we will get rescued. And we want to be rescued. And we want divine intervention. We want to rid planet Earth of evil. We want only loving vibrations to be here. And if love is in your heart and that's what you want, participate this Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Be in front of the computer at the appropriate site. All the info you need to find out is on 2012 portal.blogspot.com. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, I got to end it with the music like I always do. And if you want some inspiration during the week, hey, I've got 25 music videos out there. Some of them are real inspirational, like This Is Your Sunny Day. It talks about it's coming when evil ways will surely cease. Listen to the words. This is your sunny day. It's out there on YouTube. I think it's only 1 minute 50 seconds of your time to listen to it. It's a music video. It's entertaining to watch. And listen to the words. This is your sunny day. A new vibration is coming your way. Yeah. It's like a prophecy almost. I'm singing about the future and the sunny days that are coming our way. Do it. It'll inspire you and your friends to participate on Tuesday, December 21st, a little over 48 hours away. Tuesday, December 21st, 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Okay. That's all I got to say. Until next week. Hey, adios, amigos. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. Here's the countdown, 5, 4, 2, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.